Mr. Murphy, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, Scott, nice to be with you.
How exciting is it on campus this week?
Well, it's actually Easter break, so our students won't be back until tomorrow. There's still some students around, but it's just been fantastic. You talk about something that can energize an entire community. It's just remarkable.
Your team had a great season in the Southern Conference here again, which is a regional conference. And as far as national attention, Davidson hasn't garnered a lot. Is this something that even surprises you, how much national attention the small Charlotte area school is now getting as a result of the men's basketball team advancing to the Sweet 16?
I think it's something that we certainly have always dreamed about, certainly over the last decade. And we very much understand and are part of the March Madness culture in the United States today. At the same time, I think we're all awestruck by the level and the magnitude of the attention that Davidson has received as a result of going to the Sweet 16. I was talking to Coach McKillop earlier, and we really have become, for one reason or another, the feel-good story in United States sports today. And I don't know if it's a lingering political race with a lot of backstabbing and debating going on that's turned people toward looking for a positive story. But I think Davidson is that story this year. Really, it's a group of good kids from an elite academic institution that have done well in the premier athletic event in the country, and it's we're all again awestruck by the magnitude of the attention we have received throughout the United States.
I think that's one interesting part of this. There are actually two seeds in the Sweet 16, two of the 16 teams that are lower seeds. They're 12 seeds, Western Kentucky and Villanova,
right.
Much bigger schools than Davidson, and known for different reasons, but Davidson really hasn't been known in the national basketball world. What is it? Is it the size and the academics that is setting Davidson apart and making them the darling this week?
I think that's certainly a big piece of it. There's still the lingering fame from the late 60s and the team that Lefty Driesell took to the top of the polls a number of years running. Again, that was 40 years ago. So there's still enough people out there that remember the legacy of Davidson basketball. And so to some degree, it's the return to that level of fame. But I do think it is the discussion that has been going on for really any number of years, but certainly the last decade, about how dastardly the academic or the athletic chase is, and how debilitating it is to academics and to what colleges and universities ought to stand for. And in reality, that's not the case. I think Davidson can be presented as a place where we're playing Division I athletics with real live Davidson students, and they go to class and they graduate and they're good kids and they're humble and respectful, and it's just a feel-good story. And all of a sudden, it's a hook for a story in the New York Times or USA Today or the Baltimore Sun or the Charlotte Observer, and we've certainly been the beneficiary of that level of popularity.
Can you quantify just what this does for the school? All this national exposure?
No, there's really no way to count up the additional applications that we're going to receive, or the additional name recognition that we've received, but you can feel it. It really is tangible, because when we go to other parts of the country, no one says, "Now where is Davidson now?" And everybody knows it's in North Carolina near Charlotte. And it's that name recognition, that brand awareness that this type of exposure creates, that will generate additional applications. And you couple that with our new no-loan policy and financial aid called the Davidson Trust, where students won't graduate with loans anymore if they can demonstrate financial need. Coupled with our athletic success, Davidson's going to be a very popular place to attend college, I have a feeling.
And the students get their clothes washed for free, I read.
You know, that's for some reason, everybody mentions that we talk to, and I'm just glad that I still have clothes that I can wear with my laundry number in it.
I've gotten the message from the kids this week and hearing them on other radio stations and seeing them on ESPN and whatnot, that they're really taking this opportunity to really just immerse themselves in all this and smell the roses, was, I think, the way Jason Richards, a point guard, I heard put it on one of the radio shows the other day. Is the school doing anything to document this week and just this time that stands out in the history of Davidson athletics?
I'm sure the students are doing things with with video and things like that, just to keep track or document, as you say, the feeling on campus. It's definitely going to be a time that all of our students and all of our alumni will remember as well, and it truly has energized the entire Davidson College community. And it'll start showing up in video recaps and when we do development videos and go to alumni events. You know, we'll be showing the CBS replays and again, just the national exposure that we've received. We'll make sure that we have copies of the USA Today articles and the New York Times articles and the exposure that we've received from around the country, just to really to keep that feeling alive. But we won't have any trouble doing that. This is one that a feeling of great joy that's going to linger for the next couple of decades, and it'll just resonate through our campus for quite a while to come. And so we don't have to do a lot to document it. The students and will retell this story many, many times as they get older, and certainly every time they get together from now on.
Now, when you were watching the game, I assume you were in Raleigh taking it in, and correct me if I'm wrong in that regard, but down 17 with about 10 minutes to play in the second half against one of the biggest and best basketball programs in all the country, what were you thinking? How optimistic were you as an alum and as the athletic director at Davidson that the guys would be able to come back and beat Georgetown?
Well, I was courtside, right behind the bench, where I'm not allowed to cheer or to talk to the officials or anything like that. So I kind of had to sit on my hands. Down 11 at halftime, felt like we really couldn't let it get much more out of hand. You look at the halftime statistics, and I knew that we had shot some 26%, which is our worst shooting half of the year. Saw that Georgetown had shot 67% in the first half, and which is incredible, probably their highest half in the year. Knew that had to come back together a little bit. Was worried that 11 points might be too much to overcome. Got down 17th, and we're missing some shots. Steph's missing his shots. I'm thinking, this isn't going real well for us. But never really felt out of it. When you have a player like Steph Curry who can just catch fire at any second and has the ability to score a lot of points, we knew that we were always in it, but we had to get started. And once Georgetown started turning the ball over, really felt like we had a chance. You see Steph's couple of shots go in, and all of a sudden you see him light up. You see him bouncing down the court, and it's saying, okay, if we can get a couple of stops, if we can, if they can throw the ball away a couple more times, and we can get the crowd into it, we really felt like we had a chance. All the North Carolina fans jumped over to our side instantaneously, and it became like a home court advantage, truly a home game for us, and it was fantastic. The feeling sitting there, and the chill that ran up my spine. Was just unbelievable, just a monumental feeling that that I'll remember for quite a while.
And you never did cheer, right?
I have to say that I did pump my fist a couple of times and let it rip a few times. That's in that second half. That was something to behold.
You know, it was quite a moment. We appreciate you taking the time to recap it with us, and all the best of luck in Detroit on Friday. Jim Murphy, the Davidson Athletic Director. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott. It was great to talk to you.
All right. Very good, sir. We are